Hey everyone, it's Nurse Kelly and I am the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly. And today we have an allied roundtable for you and I am so excited about this one. I've been looking forward to this for weeks. We have four of the most incredible allied travel influencers you could possibly ask for in one place. Ask them all the questions you guys have sent in and we can't wait to hear all of their expertise and all of their opinions and fantastic information and educational resources for all of you. We've been so looking forward to this. So let's just dive right in. We have Kim and Aaron Gibson. We have Laura from Nomadicare and we have Julia Kuhn. So we will start with Kim and Aaron. Will you guys give yourselves a little intro and tell our audience about all that you're up to?
Yes. Hi. We are Kim and Aaron G. I'm Kim from Kim and Aaron G.
Well, that leaves me to be Aaron. So,
Kim, yeah. We are the creators of Traveler Freedom and Scrubs Facebook group and the online training program Traveler School. And we've been married for 10 years and we've been traveling for the last 6 years.
And still rocking it
on
the road.
And still doing it. We're currently in Milford, Connecticut.
I have a contract at Yale, and it's just been absolutely phenomenal. And that's it.
We travel with our pug, Mimi LaRue.
We do.
Yes, you do. You travel with that cute little puppy. Well, thank you guys so much for hopping on. Laura, what about you?
Hey, everybody. I am Laura. I am a travel OT, and I'm one of those crazy OTs that traveled since I was a new grad. So I traveled for 10 years. And now in the industry, I run nomadicare.com. So this is a resource I created after having my own not so fortunate experience with a recruiter and realizing just how important that person was for our pay that we made and our happiness and someone having our back. So I made a resource where I focus completely on finding travelers, they're a perfect recruiter match, which means we're partnered with dozens and dozens of companies across the country. And we interview these recruiters for over 3 hours and find the ones that are really upholding integrity in the industry. And then we'll match based on where the traveler wants to travel to, the location, and the benefits that they need. And then also the recruiter that's going to pay them fairly. And the big thing on Facebook is I lead the Empowered Travelers Tribe. So I'm really big about empowering people to live their dream, which partly is education, but partly it's just facing their fears and taking the leap into the unknown, which of course is the coolest thing.
Definitely. Well, thank you, Laura, so much for being on here. And I love that. Nobody can limit your dreams. Just go for it. So thank you so much for hopping on. Julia Kuhn.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks for having me. So I'm Julia. I'm a traveling speech language pathologist. I started in 2010, and in about 2014, I started a Facebook group for traveling therapists called Travel Therapy Therapists, which now has 7,500 people in it. We have an awesome network, so I'm up to that a lot. And along with that, blogging resources and some inspiration for travelers at my blog, which is The Traveling Traveler. And I'm in Hawaii now, enjoying the island life, and don't know where I'm off to next, so it's kind of fun.
I am still so jealous that you are in Hawaii. Oh. That sounds so incredible. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you also for being on here with us. And for anyone that's watching, the way this is going to kind of work is we're just going to go through a few of the questions that people have sent in for our awesome allied influencers. And we're just going to let them tell their story wholeheartedly, uniquely, and unapologetically themselves, an individual. And I'm so excited to hear from all of them. So Kim and Aaron, let's start with you guys. What is your niche in the allied influencer world, I guess you could say, and what do you hope to accomplish?
Yeah, we are radiology niched, which is almost a niche within a niche, to be honest with you, with the allied. And one is to bring a lot of awareness to our radiology travelers, but also mainly was to create a very, very safe place for travelers. Mm-hmm. And that was our biggest thing. We wanted to almost have, you know, almost this fraternity, sorority type of thing where it's just like this connection for people to be able to come, feel safe, and just build this support system around four travelers.
And I think not just creating a safe place, but a friendly, a welcoming environment for travelers to come in and be able to ask questions and to be able to learn all of the things that there is to know about traveling and to feel supported and to feel like they have friends and community around them to ask the questions and to really have the tools to set themselves up for success, to be an empowered traveler, to be a confident traveler, and really to not have to make the same mistakes that we all have made along the way.
Yeah.
And just to share all the things we've learned to help make it easier for the traveler, and just give them a really awesome experience. So that's kind of our intention.
We wanted them to learn something and leave with friends.
Totally, and have fun.
Yeah.
have fun and learn at the same time.
One of my favorite parts about Traveler School especially is the community that you guys provide people. So I'm so excited about that. Laura, what is your niche in the allied influencer world and what do you hope to accomplish?
Thanks, Kelly. Yeah, so for me, what I would love to accomplish in this travel healthcare industry is to make it a lot more clear. One of the things that can be so frustrating when you're coming to the industry is that a lot of the answers you ask are, well, it depends. And so when I got into it, I would be like, what's this overtime rate? Well, it depends. Well, what's my travel reimbursement? Well, it depends. Well, is this a tax home? Well, it depends. And so it left so much area for us and especially newer travelers to get taken advantage of when nothing was very clear. So I went in and I have spent the last 4 years interviewing dozens of companies, dozens of owners, travelers, recruiters, and really finding out what is the true win-win. What can we ask for and it's actually fair? What is too much? And then what is it where we're getting taken advantage of? So I've set very clear red flags for recruiters, also red flags for travelers, what makes us not good travelers to work with, and finding that good relationship with your team of recruiters so you can relax and go live your dream without worrying about all these things. So with NomadaCare and with the NomadaCare matching, those recruiters already agree to this Nomada Fair standard where they're paying a certain overtime rate, they're going to pay a certain way for extensions, they understand tax zones a certain way. And so making things a little bit more black and white helps us relax and knowing we're being taken care of. So that's what I would love to see, is a little bit more uniformity in this kind of crazy industry so we don't have to always wonder if we're getting taken advantage of.
Sure. I see a ton of this stuff in the Facebook groups, especially with newbies that have serious anxiety and want a bunch of their peers to look over their contract or look over their pay package because they don't know either A, what it means, or B, if it's good enough for them. So I think that sounds like a great resource.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Julia, what about you? Tell me all about, I know a lot about your niche and I can't wait for you to explain it, but tell us about your niche and what you hope to accomplish.
Well, I'm completely in the realm of therapists. My niche is, helping therapists, working with therapists. Although my blog could kind of attract anybody. So what I really hope to accomplish with my blog is more of a lifestyle end of being a traveler. Like, I don't like really getting caught up in, sorry, Kim and Aaron and Laura, but like the really technical stuff that you guys do, like it's such a resource, but it's like not my thing. I like talking about like where to go when you're on assignment, where to eat, what to pack, like connecting with others. So for me, running the Facebook group has been so awesome because it's always been about the connections and the people, and there've been a lot of people who've met through it or have met friends through it, and that's kind of why I started doing what I was doing. I was lonely on assignment, and I was like, I want to connect with other therapists, so I love that that group can bring people together. And then with my blog, I'm excited to bring all these resources, and I want to keep on adding, and my hope in the future is to add a lot more about how to travel like internationally for fun in between assignments, because that comes up a lot. Like a lot of people want to work 6 months then take 2 months off, which is what I've been primarily doing for the last couple of years. And they want to know, like, how to budget, what to pack, where to go, what are good countries, can I travel alone? If not, who can I travel with? So I want to get all that together, too. And I'm actually really passionate about that and really excited to start working on more of that content.
Sure. Well, it seems like as a collective four, you guys really have almost all of the sides of any travel healthcare professional, what they would need to know and what they would want to know once they get on assignment. That's really, really special, honestly, how much it kind of unifies all of us together. I will move on to TravCon because I know that everyone is very excited about TravCon, and I know there's a lot going on. So I'm sure we've all seen the groups and seen the posts and the parties and the happy hours and all the things. So if our audience who's listening, I'm sure they want to speak to all four of you. Where can they find you guys specifically if they want to engage? And let's start with Kim and Aaron.
So, well, first, we're going to have an awesome booth this year. It's our first year that we'll have a traveler school booth. So you can come over and meet us. We'll be in the exhibit hall right next to Laura.
That's right.
Actually, we'll be buddies and friends for those 2 days. And we'll be giving away a lot of cool stuff. And just come over. We love to meet all the travelers in person and just get to know you, take pictures, get a free traveler school slap koozie.
That's right.
Which we're really excited about. like a slap koozie, right?
That's right.
To keep your beverage of choice nice and cool. And
then we also have a talk lined up. And
our first talk.
Yeah, our first big one. We did a round table last year. And this year we're going to go on the stage and give a talk about first days and how, you know, you can show up and how it's, you know, important for that first day, but also throughout the contract. And it can really set the tone on how you show up. And we're really, really, really excited about that because we're going to infuse some mindset into there and just things that have really touched us, we're going to bring forward. And so we're really excited just to give everybody hugs that we've only been talking to online and actually see them in person.
I know.
And take pictures and high fives and we're really, really excited. And especially being to be next to Laura with our first booth just makes it that much more energetic, you know,
and
between
fun.
Yeah, and fun.
Yeah.
So we're really excited.
Yeah. So definitely our talk is Tuesday. This the last day at 11:15 and at 12:15. So
and then we'll be partying it up at the Andrea's at the party because it's going to be more about work this year, which is exciting.
Yeah. So save the party until the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of saving things, please save me one of those snap koozies. I am very excited about that.
We'll trade you a slap for a Wanda.
Yeah.
Yes. No problem. Well, I can't wait to hear your talk. That's going to be really exciting. I am so, so, so pumped for you guys. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Laura, what about you? What are your TravCon plans?
All right, so TravCon, the coolest thing is that there is one spot you can go to actually see me and Julia and Kim and Aaron and actually some other people that are, you might know on Facebook, other social media influencer friends. We are all hosting a party together on Saturday before it starts. And we have some sponsors, so if you come, it's going to have like some appetizers and drinks and a DJ. And this is special for Allied. There'll be some of our nursing friends there, but mostly we're really doing this for our allied people and our friends on Facebook. So that is really fun to start out with. And then after that, yeah, it goes into a lot of the whirlwind of TravCon. So I'll have a booth next to Kim and Aaron. And so I would love to see everyone at that booth come by. I've got these Live Your Dream travel mason jars. Which is going to be really fun. But the thing I'm really excited about is we just rolled out at Nomadicare the Dream Job Board. It's actually a reverse job board where you as a traveler can post your dream job and then only the vetted recruiters from all these companies can see it. And then they'll only be able to contact you if they submit a pay package and have that job. So you can actually go there and try that new resource out for the first time. And then I'm giving 2 talks this year. And I have been a little bit playful as I've been designing them, so they're going to be quite funny and interactive. One is about negotiating, and how do you negotiate when you have 2 different companies, which of course is best practice, without burning bridges and having good communication. And then number 2 is going to be about finding your dream company and your dream recruiter. It might be a little bit like dating show style, so it's going to be quite fun and playful. So definitely come to the booth, come to the talk, get a mug. But yeah, mostly just have fun. I want hugs. I'm a hugger.
I don't blame you. I'm a hugger too. Well, that sounds really awesome. I can't wait to see all of that and to hear everything. And I definitely want a mason jar. This is great. I'm like, okay, what's everybody getting out of traffic? Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Julia, what about you? I know you're like the queen of TravCon. I've been seeing you have giveaways via TravCon. So tell us what you're going to be up to.
Okay, so my schedule is really begins Saturday morning. That's September 8th. And I'm leading a hike to Mary Jane Falls, which is in Mount Charleston. And it's really cool. TravCon actually like is paying for us to take vans to go out there. So there's 30 hikers signed up to go, including Kim and Aaron. So I'm super excited about that. We get to go hiking and be in nature. And then I come back from that to the party we're all hosting Saturday night, which is going to be amazing. We've been working on it for months. So that's going to be really, really cool. And then from there, Tuesday, I'm doing a talk on the basics of traveling as a therapist. So, I think one thing that maybe a lot of people don't realize, nurses via Allied, is that it's actually really different to be a traveler once you're there and in the facility for like an Allied person than a nurse. And I'm going to talk about some of those differences, like what kind of facilities are we working in, what kind of caseload should, like, what kind of questions should we be asking about caseload management and working with other therapists. I'm going to be going into all those specifics, which is pretty cool. This is the first time there's going to be a therapist talk at TravCon. And then other than that, I guess I have to mention my swag. I have some sunglasses to give away if anybody wants them. But you just have to come and hit me up. I don't have a booth, so I'll be walking around with Instagram story. And it's not weird at all to be like, I know you from Instagram. Just come over and say hi.
Oh, great. Okay, well, you're going to be a really busy girl, but that sounds like a bunch of fun stuff. Cool. Well, thanks, guys. So we talked all about kind of what everybody's up to in Allied Influencing and kind of what you hope to accomplish over this next year, and then about how people can find you and engage with you at TravCon. And so I want to also take it a little bit, maybe one step further, and I just want to ask each of you, how do you think even after TravCon we can continue as Allied Influencers, especially, to show unity and support for one another to continue to bring information and support to this community? Because I know we all have our separate platforms, but what can we do as a team? And we'll start with Kim and Erin.
Yeah, I think this is really great because we have such a beautiful community. And I think having each other's back, right, and supporting one another and learning from each other, because we have a place to go where we can bounce ideas off each other and we can, you know, if anything's bothering us, or if we have questions or we want to dig a little deeper into something, we can all learn and grow and inspire one another and feel supported by one another, which then in turn allows us to return back to our audiences and share with them and support them. And so I think it's just a really cool dynamic to be able to have a safe community of people to just elevate each other and empower each other.
And I think in a world that, you know, with businesses and with different things out there, there's a lot of competition, and feeling a level of just really supporting each other and just understanding that we're out there to give, to serve, to elevate others, and then to have this group, you know, the Julia and Laura who are on here and Kelly as well, and just everybody out there that's doing big things to help support other travelers, just really coming together and uniting one another and just elevating one another so that, you know, we can keep giving good out there and just, you know, having the support we need as well as influencers.
Yeah, totally.
That's great. I definitely think we can't do it by ourselves for sure, especially when we have so many people looking up to us. And I love, Kim, that you said a safe place. I love that word because I think so many people don't know where to turn to get quality information that's also going to keep them safe on assignment and in their contracts.
Right, totally.
That's awesome. Laura, what about you?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that sentiment. I can say for me, I feel super proud to be in this group with all of you guys, like this, that we get to be part of the leadership of this really cool industry that I think has a lot of different avenues. Like there's the lifestyle, there's Wanderly, what you guys are doing is incredible for transparency and for our industry. We're all up so much. And I like what Kim and Erin said, that it doesn't feel competitive. It feels like we all have a similar why of empowerment, even if our hows are a little bit different. We know we want to elevate the industry. We know the industry is big. There's plenty of room for all of us. It changes so quickly. So we all kind of get to be ears of different things that are going on. And also I think there's this, one of my very favorite quotes, and maybe you guys know it from Theodore Roosevelt. And I don't remember the quote word for word, but it's about people that are in the arena. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And so it talks about like the people in the arena, are the ones like that really have your back and you want to listen to for feedback. And all of us at different points have gone through something where we might get bullied online or, or people doing certain things. And it's just like also reminding each other, it's a lot of work to stand up and be the leader and try to make a change, and you're going to have pushback. But all of us, my experience from this group and some people that aren't on this call, really have each other's back with that stuff and support each other and the emotional energy it is to be a leader. And it helps you remember to listen to the people that are in the arena, like working as leaders together. And I love that we have that. God, it makes it so much more fun. And collectively together, we actually can change this industry. I don't want that on my shoulders all by myself. So I love that we've got this power team here.
Yeah, and I love that you spoke to intention to elevate the industry. You know, it's not selfish. It's not competition. It's to elevate it for the rest of the allied travelers and other travelers as well. And I think that's really important to note. That's so great. Julia, what about you?
Yeah, I don't know if I have anything else to add. I remember I put this quote somewhere. I think when Kim and Aaron were talking and they were kind of getting bullied a little bit, I was like, leaders collaborate, not compete. And there's so much just competition and negativity out there. And I look at like all of our followings and I just try to imagine, like, would my audience be as happy and successful as they are now if, like, I wasn't promoting Laura or I wasn't promoting Kim and Aaron or like I wasn't working with these guys? And the answer is no. Like, everybody has something to add and it's also unique and there's no reason to bring negativity out there. And I see so much of it and I feel that what you do as a leader really reflects on your community too. Like if I were to go into my group and say like, blah, 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 you know, this Laura, well then people would say, oh, she's a leader saying that to her group. I can talk about like my recruiter that way or somebody else that way. And that's acceptable. And like, it's not acceptable. Like we should be trying to work together. And if we have something to say to each other, say it to that person's face, like don't take it out on social media and be honest and authentic. So I'm super happy with everyone out there and what we're doing. It's great.
Yeah, and it's a really good point you make about leadership, especially with you four. It's been so cool to watch everything and to see everything unfold on social, because you're exactly right. Leadership has a ton to do with how you're perceived and what information others are perceiving and receiving and just getting from all of your information. So I think that's exactly right. Awesome. Well, I wanted to share something with you guys. I haven't said much, but I do have kind of a cool, it's not brand new announcement, but I know Kim and Aaron, we spent a lot of time talking about this on our podcast. And I just wanted to share with you guys the Wanderly pay package on demand, because it very deliberately affects the allied professionals. And so I'm super excited about it, because we talked so much about, you know, wanting to grow our allied section on Wanderly and when that was coming and needing that. And so I'm super excited to share pay package on demand with you guys. But like I said, the interviews and y'all's feedback led to that. And so what pay package on demand pretty much is if you go in and you search in allied professions on Wanderly, say you type in speech and language pathology, maybe only a few jobs pop up, or maybe none have been loaded quite yet for that specific specialty. I know radiology is being added in the next 2 or 3 days. So maybe it's none. However, we've now added this feature for our allied travelers, because we care so much and I'm so excited that at this time, if you hit request pay package, if there's a job doesn't pop up, you can actually enter and change in the filters that have been listed there now to request exactly what you want. So we've created this super cool concierge service that basically Wanderly will send the criteria that you are asking for to any of the recruiters that have selected that they are an allied recruiter serving that particular state. So it's not just going to go to anyone random. We have about 40 that are signed up already as allied specific recruiters, and they're going to send them what you want and a note kind of based on what you want specifically or anything that might be flexible for you. And like I said, that request doesn't just go to everyone. It's all individualized and specific to what you want. And the coolest part about this is that the traveler is still anonymous. So they're going to send to this recruiter what you would like, and that recruiter is going to respond to you if they have any pay package to your Wanderly inbox. But you are still anonymous through all of this. So I am super excited to share that with you guys. And don't worry, you don't have to like come up with a reaction. I just wanted to share it with you because we listened, we heard you, and we're working very proactively to continue to give you guys exactly what you're asking for, because it matters to us. So I just wanted to share that cool little feature with you guys. But if we could, we'll start with Kim and Aaron again. But if there is one piece of advice that you could give to all travelers, what would that be?
Love this question.
Yeah, it's so hard to like narrow down just one because I want to say like a million. But I think the biggest thing for me is to remember to have fun, right? Like sometimes we can feel really overwhelmed with traveling. There's a lot of decisions to make and we can get caught up in some logistical stuff and the pay stuff. And just remember to take a step back and enjoy this adventure. Have fun. This is an incredible journey we get to go on and live our lives in such a fun, free way and not to get caught up in a lot of the other stuff and just have a really good time. And
yeah, just to, I mean, just to kind of piggyback off what Kim said too is, you know, we tend to rush too. We can catch ourselves in 3 month contract, 6 month contract, gotta go, what's next?
Yeah.
And to really take a step back and just be present and look at where you're at and look at the adventures you get to live in this profession, how blessed we are to do this every day. I mean, it's incredible the lives we get to touch, the people we get to meet, and the patients we get to deal with and help. And it's just it's a blessing to be able to do this. And so just take a step back, be present, and enjoy where you're at.
Yeah.
And possibly travel with a pet.
And struggle with a pet, preferably.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Laura, what about you?
Yeah, for me, number one advice would be to do something out of your comfort zone. Even though I know that traveling is probably a bit out of your comfort zone anyway, do it maybe a little bit intentionally. And remember, this is a chance where a lot of us go somewhere where nobody knows us. And while that is scary and exciting all on its own, it's also such an opportunity to maybe try out different sides of yourself that are still truly you, but they're easier to try out when you're not living somewhere where everyone has an expectation for you to be how you've always shown up. So maybe you've always been a little bit of the shyer person and you want to go out and just try on the hat of being really bold and outgoing, or maybe you've always been the really playful person and you want to go out and actually be a little bit more serious. It doesn't matter what it is, but I think just trying on different hats, trying things that take you out of your comfort zone into the person you want to become, it's a great opportunity to do that where no one knows you, so they don't know anything different and you can try that on. And the other thing that I think is really helps us become successful travelers is, yeah, we do what we can before we're traveling to prepare. You can get look on Wanderly for jobs. You can get a recruiter match with Nomadicare. You can take traveler school and learn lifestyle tips, all of that. But then remember, you don't have to know it all when you go in, and to go and expect things to not go perfectly. Expect the unexpected, because I promise you, whatever you think is going to happen, the job will be a little bit different. The Airbnb won't look quite right. But if you're expecting things to kind of not go the way you expect it, it won't matter. It won't hit you as hard, and you can go with the flow. And that helps a lot.
That is fantastic. Julia, what about you?
Well, mine are kind of similar to what the rest of the crew is saying, but yeah, I would say, first of all, not to overthink things, especially in the planning phase. One of maybe the more negative consequences I've seen come out of like social media is that I think people like think about things too much and think that they have to do this and they have to do that and they have to do it like a certain way. And really, like, traveling, it's your adventure, your experience, like your journey doesn't have to be like anyone else's. So you can do things however you want. And if it's not the way that somebody else did it, like, that's fine. Like, this is your journey. And just being open, like not having certain expectations of where you want to go or like what kind of facility you want to work. And especially as an ally traveler, we have like so far less job opportunities than nurses that you have to kind of be open to going places maybe you never thought you'd want to go. But then once you're there, it's like awesome. And you're like, wow, this is the best assignment ever. Like, I want to come back here. So not overthinking things and keeping an open mind would be my best advice.
And not overthinking things and sometimes going to Hawaii.
And staying.
You're staying forever. No,
yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. So we're kind of coming to a close now, everyone. Do you guys have anything else that you want to add? Where can people find you guys, Kim and Aaron?
Yeah, we are Kim and Aaron G on pretty much everything. Aaron.
And unfortunately, I was named a weird way. It's not your normal Aaron, and I apologize. So it is Kim and Aaron, E-R-R-A-N-G, all across all social media. Travel Life, Freedom, and Scrubs
is our Facebook group.
And then we have Traveler School.
Yep. If you go on to our website, which is kimandaarong.com, it will lead you to all of the things. We have Traveler School on there. We have our Facebook group, our YouTube channel. You can find everything out about us. And Traveler School will actually be opening its doors for the next class in September, which is really exciting. So look out for that. And you can join the wait list, which will give you certain like special coupon codes.
And there could be some amazing bonuses linking up with Traveler School next time.
Yes.
Somebody's moving the shoulders, I think.
I wonder what that is.
Yeah.
Yes, we have definitely some exciting stuff that's going to come with the next class. So look out for that. And
we'll be announcing that at TravCon too, by the way.
Yes, exactly.
Very cool. I love following you guys. So everybody go do that. Yay. Laura, what about you?
Yeah, so mine also, if you go to my website, so it's nomadicare.com. When you scroll to the bottom at the footer, there's two things that are probably the best. There's the Empowered Travelers group. That's the group where I do a lot of trainings, and that's where we have our community. And then there's also a phone number down there that's actually a special text line number, and that's a number we got just for travelers. So you guys, whether you get a match or not, you can text us in with questions you have or thoughts Monday through Friday, and we'll answer you about the industry so you can find a place to get some non-biased information. So those two things are great. My Instagram will also be on my website. So that's probably the best place to go to kind of see the different things. Oh, but then I will say, I don't think this is on my website. I have a YouTube channel. That's the Empowered Travelers YouTube channel, which Julia and Kim and Aaron actually were all guests on when they did Traveler Takeovers. But that's got tons of videos about different parts of the industry too. So if you're in the learning phase, definitely check that out. You'll probably learn some cool stuff on those videos.
Awesome. Julia, what about you?
Well, you can find me on my website at thetravelingtraveler.com. Same on my Instagram. On Facebook, my page is The Traveling Traveler SLP. And then the group, which is the community for therapists, which I also do a lot of live videos in there, is called Travel Therapy Therapists.
Awesome. Well, you guys are just fantastic. This has been so much fun. I just want to thank each of you so, so, so much for jumping on this with me. I have been looking forward to this, like I said, since the second that we booked it. I am so thankful that I could get all of you together on one Zoom with such great information. You guys are just all such fantastic resources, and I love the education that we were able to provide together today. So that's actually all of it. That's everything, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Yay. Thank you so much, Kelly.
No problem. Like I said, I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and we will see you guys next time.
Bye.